This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers begin a special session at the state capitol today. They're trying to cut property tax rates enough to appease some powerful business and conservative groups. If they succeed, those groups have agreed to drop two ballot initiatives they're running. Those initiatives would make much deeper cuts to property taxes. And there's more about the special session in just a few minutes this morning. Colorado's Republican Party has two different people claiming to be party chair. That's after a meeting Saturday where members met to vote out controversial party leader Dave Williams. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Williams' critics say he's driven the party to the brink by attacking fellow Republicans and pushing anti-LGBTQ messaging. They voted overwhelmingly to remove him and put former party official Eli Bremer in his place. On Saturday, Bremer promised to have an interim office up and running immediately.
We'll have the phones answered first thing Monday morning. Welcome to the Colorado Republican Party. We're here to help you.
However, Williams and his allies have dismissed the Saturday meeting as illegal and fraudulent, suggesting it may be up to the Republican National Committee or the courts to sort out this leadership fight. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Wells Fargo is cutting 70 jobs in the Denver Tech Center. Some employees will be able to relocate or find other roles in the company. It's the company's second round of layoffs this summer. Wells Fargo eliminated 80 jobs in downtown Denver in June. It's been a record hot summer for much of Colorado, and that could continue even as the seasons change in a few weeks. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist with Denver 7.
It is hot and it is dry, warm, dry into the fall. Now, there is a La Nina forming in the Pacific. That is the cooler than average sea surface temperatures near the equator. That's what it looks like will be the dominant force into the winter.
Nelson says La Nina could mean a decent amount of snow in the northern and central mountains and less snow in southwestern Colorado this winter. For today, not too hot. It's highs in the 80s along the Front Range. This is CPR News.